The Biden administration faces growing pressure to get tough on Mexican drug cartels smuggling fentanyl into the U.S. A record number of people are dying because of overdoses related to fentanyl use, and Republicans and some Democrats want the president to take action. But critics say a new drug war echoes past policy failures that sent millions of people to prison while drug gangs thrived. NPR's Brian Mann covers addiction and joins us now to talk about this. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Celeste.
Can you give us some context first to explain how dangerous these illicit drugs are and why fentanyl makes them even more dangerous?
Yeah, this is a drug epidemic unlike anything I've ever reported on before. I've been working on drug policy for decades now. And, you know, what we're seeing with fentanyl, especially when it's mixed into these drug cocktails with methamphetamine, xylazine, and other synthetic drugs, it's just incredibly toxic. It killed roughly 108,000 people in the U.S. last year alone. It's making it far more deadly to experiment with these drugs. So while most people who are dying are suffering from serious addiction, you know, this epidemic is also killing kids and teenagers and college students, you know, who think they're just getting high at a party on maybe a prescription pill, but they instead wind up poisoned by fentanyl. That danger and the fact that this epidemic is hitting middle-class families has really made this a top political issue now in Washington.
You mentioned that this is often combined with other synthetic drugs. What does that mean, that a drug is synthetic?
Yeah, this has been kind of a game changer. In the past, a lot of drugs people used to get high were basically agricultural products, you know, coca plants, poppy flowers, marijuana plants. Now the big booming product pushed by the Mexican drug cartels are these synthetic drugs made from chemicals that are cooked in a lab. So there aren't any farmers or fields. That means they're cheaper. They're much harder for law enforcement to disrupt. For fentanyl, the precursor chemicals, the raw ingredients, are coming now from China. They flow into Mexico. And again, the big cartels are then using them to form powder and fake prescription pills that are then shipped over the border into the U.S.
And there's a large debate over how to respond to that. But can you first explain why these drug traffickers would sell a product that kills so many of their customers?
You know, Celeste, I get asked this question all the time, and it does seem really illogical. You know, the study by The Lancet found, that's a medical journal, found that another 1.2 million Americans are expected to die from drug overdoses by the end of this decade because of fentanyl. And that seems crazy. Why kill off the people who are buying your drugs? But it turns out because fentanyl is so cheap and so easy to make, the profits are just enormous. So while they do kill a lot of drug users, the cartels and the street dealers are meanwhile working hard to get more people hooked. So in the end, it turns out to be a ruthless but pretty effective business model.
So people are calling this a new drug war, this time targeting fentanyl. But many of us know that the old drug war wasn't successful at what it was trying to do. Are there good ideas on how to really stop fentanyl from reaching U.S. borders?
I've been talking to so many people about this, and the short answer is no. You know, U.S. law enforcement is seizing more and more fentanyl, but the sources I talk to say that those seizures are really pretty meaningless. You know, fentanyl is, again, so cheap to make. If you stop one shipment, they just send more shipments. And the people carrying this stuff across the border, they're typically U.S. citizens. They're getting paid a pittance, often to support their own drug addiction. Now, Republicans in particular talk a lot about securing the border, really stopping fentanyl altogether, maybe with a wall or some other approach. But I haven't heard a single drug policy expert say that any of that will work. Again, the overwhelming majority of fentanyl comes through legal ports of entry. The Biden administration is talking about improving security at those ports of entry. But, you know, there are more than 70 million vehicles that cross the border every year. And if just one carload gets through, you know, that's enough fentanyl to supply a whole city in the U.S. for months. So it's very hard to stop.
Yeah. And these experts you're talking about, they don't just say that we can't prevent it from coming over the borders, but that waging a new drug war might do real harm. What is the danger they're warning of?
Yeah. So what they're talking about is that this could really recriminalize a lot of people. There's been a push to get more people better health care, better addiction treatment. But we could really return to what we saw in the 80s and the 90s, when a lot of low-level dealers and people in addiction were sent to prison, and a lot of them were Black or Hispanic men. I think that's the big fear, is that we could see not a successful drug war that keeps streets safer, but a new wave of mass incarceration, a new layer of stigma applied to people right now who are struggling to survive with this fentanyl on the streets.
So, I mean, when you're talking about more than a million Americans dying because of this by the end of the decade, that's very upsetting. Is there no hope here of stemming off or maybe keeping people safe?
I think that there is hope. While this policy debate is underway over border security and tougher drug laws, the Biden administration and also a lot of states, including some red states, have been pretty aggressively moving toward a public health response to fentanyl, right? And that means more treatment, more health care, more harm reduction. And one thing they're trying to do is make more medications available that are proven to help ease opioid addiction and even reverse opioid and fentanyl overdoses. And there's evidence that some of that is working. We've seen drug deaths begin to flatten and maybe even decline just a bit. So that's one of the questions I'm watching. With this new pressure to get tough on drugs, what will happen to this healthcare initiative that does seem to be saving lives?
And we will stay tuned. NPR's Brian Mann covers addiction. And Brian, thank you so much.
Thanks, Celeste.